A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garment. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate today this Holy Thursday, which brings us, draws us into this Triduum time, the Holy of Holies of the liturgical year. On the one hand, it's a festive day. The Church asks us to remember the institution of the Eucharist as that great gift that Jesus left us from that Last Supper, that festive meal that he celebrated with his disciples. And we sing the Gloria. But on the other hand, there is permeating our readings for this day the impending death of Jesus on the horizon that we do not celebrate as such until tomorrow, Good Friday. But yet today, in our second reading, which we've not read here, Paul's letter to the Corinthians, Paul speaks about Jesus at that meal having taken the cup, said the blessing, passes the cup and says, "This is the cup of the new covenant to be poured out in my blood." This is the cup. There at that festive meal, at the end of the meal, he takes the cup. This is the cup with all the connotations in the New Testament. Can you drink of this cup? If this cup could pass me by, he takes the cup and blesses it and says, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, which will be poured out for you." The blood already is aware of the significance of this cup, this wine, this pouring out of his blood, his impending death. And, of course, there in our first reading for today from the book of Exodus, which, again, I've not read here, but the story of the Passover and the blood of the Lamb being posted in the door of all those there really in exile in Egypt before they were about to be led forth and pass over from that bondage in Egypt to the land of promise. That blood of the Lamb which saved them and spared them, that blood of the Lamb which was so symbolic, and now, of course, the impending blood of the Lamb of God that Christ is. So there are the hints throughout this festive celebration of what is to come. Yet, how is it that the church wants us to understand, how is it that Jesus wants us to understand what's happening there? In fact, he gives us in some ways a paradigm, a context for interpreting that impending death, which the disciples at this point do not anticipate. But he gives the example of the servant, of how often he might have said, I have not come to be served, but to serve. And in fact, in this context here, he now washes the feet of the disciples. And in doing so, in washing their feet, he gives the example of true servanthood. And so the church offers this as a way for understanding indeed what's going on, that his death itself will be servanthood par excellence. But there's a line in this gospel, so many lines we could pursue, but one line in this gospel in which Jesus says to Peter, what I am doing, you do not now understand. Well, much of it they might have understood. Peter hesitated to have him wash his feet. They certainly would have noticed this example of servanthood. Jesus at the end clearly says, what I have done, you must do. How in some ways the world is being turned upside down. The master becomes the servant. But when he says, you do not yet understand, perhaps he is suggesting that they do not yet understand that they too are being washed and prepared for burial with Christ, that they too will die like Christ. In other words, it's not only Jesus' impending death, but as the master, so the disciple. Down the road, they will understand the servanthood, the discipleship to which they are being called, into which they are being baptized. Not only, of course, their impending death, but even now, they are to be buried with Christ. That is to die to themselves, to die to their selfishness, their egoism, their false understanding. And so likewise for us, we too, as we celebrate this last festive meal, perhaps Passover meal or not, this last festive meal that Jesus had with his disciples, and he sets this outstanding example of servanthood. But in it all, he reminds us that as he is about to die, so likewise we too must die and be buried with him. As we so often say in baptism, we have died with Christ so that we might rise with him. And so now, in this meal, we call to mind that we too must enter into the tomb. We too must die, and that in this dying, we too will be given new life. And that indeed, that which permeates this festive celebration is that awareness of the covenant that is being renewed with the blood of the Lamb, that covenant in which we participate, and that like Christ, we too are being invited to die with him.